Unit 15. Supplementary Reading. Proponents of a global currency point to the euro as a shining example of the benefits of currency consolidation. The long road to the euro dates back to 1957, when the European Union was formed to improve economic integration between member states. Over time, this has been accomplished through the lowering of trade barriers, establishment of a single market for goods and labor, and, eventually, the creation of a single currency. The euro was launched in 1999, first as a virtual currency for bank wires and other non-cash transactions. Then, in 2002, euro notes and coins were issued. Over time, the number of EU members who adopted the euro and gave up their national currencies grew from 11 to 16. Several others, including Poland and Romania, are taking steps to add to this total. Yet, not all EU countries are interested in being part of the eurozone. Both the UK and Denmark have chosen to retain their national currencies. Some 329 million people in the eurozone use the currency on a daily basis. Using a single currency lets them realize many benefits, including price stability and transparency. Consumers and business people in the eurozone can easily compare prices for goods and services, facilitating economic growth and cooperation. The euro also helps protect member countries from raw material and energy price fluctuations. On the global stage, the euro is already the world's second most traded currency, behind the U.S. dollar. It's widely used to conduct international transactions and is an important national reserve currency.